My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary Street. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I'll love thee in life, I will love thee in death, and praise thee as long as thou lendest me breath. And Redeeming work is done. across the grave the scars. Hallelujah.
Sherry said she picked this one because it's one of Dad's favorites.
He used to sing this one at Swan Lake.
Yeah, we can all bounce.
We can all bounce when we sing this one.
I have done that my whole life. I don't know if I just picked it up from him or if it's hereditary. Bouncy when you sing.
That's Kelly.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he's prepared for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow nor a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout a bit and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
We got 5 minutes before we're probably heading out to get over there on time. I was going to read Psalm 90 and then the text from Thessalonians,
but I'm not sure if we have time to do all that and say a prayer too.
I think we do.
You think we do?
Yes.
Okay. Psalm 90. Psalm 90 is that psalm of Moses, and it really starts out a little bit discouraging, because we're all gonna die, and we are concerned about the wrath of God, but then it ends very well. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were born, or you did give birth to the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man back into dust. You say, return, children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight is like yesterday when it passes by, or as a watch in the night. You've swept them away like a flood. They fall asleep. In the morning, they are like grass which sprouts anew. In the morning, it flourishes and sprouts anew. Toward evening, it fades and withers away. For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we have been dismayed. You've placed our iniquities before you, our secret in the light of your presence. For all your days have declined in your fury. We finished our years with a sigh. As for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years, or due to extreme strength, 95 years. Yet their pride is labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away. Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is in you, or that is due you? So teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. Do return, O Lord, how long? And be sorry for your servants. O satisfy us in the morning with your loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days you have afflicted us and the years we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your majesty to their children. And let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and do confirm for us the work of our hands. Yes, confirm the work of our hands. And so when will, I suppose we could think of various contexts as to what Moses had in mind there. And yet, let's ask a question. Well, when would that be? When would that be? So we read in 1 Thessalonians 4, starting with verse 13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who fall asleep, that you may not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. We don't have time to explain context, but the Paul had just kind of slid through Thessalonians and been driven out of there like he'd been driven out of other places, and we don't know how long he had to teach, how long he had to share with them, but he spoke about the coming of the Lord, the eternal hope and such things, and here they're saying, hey, wait, people are dying and the Lord didn't come, what's going on? What was he talking about? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. And that would be Dad and our parents. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend with heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Terry, would you offer a prayer? I should have given you, but just offer a prayer for that.
Heavenly Father, we can only say your ways are right, and that you are righteous. Thank you for life. Thank you for the hope, the resurrection, for the hope of glory. Thank you for this day to celebrate Dad's life here on earth. Jesus' name.
Amen.